As John said before the video, my name's Alina Gefeller. I'm general counsel and corporate secretary for the association. It's also my pleasure to welcome everyone to this year's annual meeting. This is the 8th year that we have conducted a director candidate forum as part of the annual meeting. The audio recording of this forum will be posted to our website along with other information on the director elections and the candidates, as you saw a moment ago. I do need to once again say we have 3 director seats up for election, 5 great candidates. I'm going to introduce them in person, and I'm from your right. We're going to start with Lori Griffin from Schuylerville, New York. Schuylerville, thank you. They have microphones, so they can correct me. We have Doug Schelmedine from Adams, New York. Wendy Oaks Wilson from Lindenville, New York. Jim Robbins from Searsmont, Maine, and Barry Buck from Mapleton, Maine. Let's learn a little bit more about the director candidates by giving them an opportunity to answer some questions. The format of the session is that the candidates have been advised of the questions being asked today and have been asked to prepare responses. For all of the questions except the final question, the candidates will be allowed 1 minute for their response. The final question, the response is limited to 45 seconds. The order of responses has been randomly chosen by region. Our timekeeper today is Chris Lawton. Give him a round of applause. He's been doing this for a number of years. And Chris will let the candidate know when there are 10 seconds left so they can finish final thoughts. And when it's your time is up, he will give you the red stop sign. Unless there are any questions, I will begin the candidate forum. So we also are including the questions up on the PowerPoint so you can read along, but we've all seen the director candidate videos, which were very interesting. But let's start the questioning by allowing you to introduce yourself again and to tell our audience what you believe is the most important thing for Farm Credit East stockholders to know about you and your background. We'll start with Barry Buck.
Good morning. My name is Barry Buck. I'm from Mapleton, Maine. I serve the Presque Isle office. I'm a co-owner of Buck Land Company with my brother. And I market potatoes and grains in the Northeast. I have served 1 4-year term on the Farm Credit East Board of Directors. And I have met a lot of great like-minded folks who all share the same vision as me, and that's to keep Farm Credit East strong for generations to come. During my time on the board, I have served on the Governance Stewardship Committee, the Audit Committee, and most recently, I'm on the Business Risk Committee. Serving on these committees has gained me a great insight into the operation of our co-op and given me the opportunity to work with some of the very talented staff that Farm Credit East is lucky to have. Thank you.
Jim Robbins.
Good morning. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter as we come into the Easter weekend. Tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Jim Robbins. I work at Robbins Lumber Company in Searsmont, Maine. I graduated from University of Maine with a 4-year degree in agriculture, natural resources, forestry management. My business is a 5th-generation business. We started back in 1881 as a water-powered sawmill. We've grown it to the business we are today with 3 sawmills in the state of Maine, over 250 employees, and we saw 60 million board feet of eastern white pine lumber that we ship all over the United States. We ship it to Pakistan, we do export, and we also have a distribution yard in Halifax, Canada. We have 28,000 acres of forest timberland that we sustainably manage, and we also work at consistently putting out a product that we have based our reputation on. I am the current chair of the Governance and Stewardship Committee for Farm Credit East, and I also serve on the Executive and Compensation Committee as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. We'll turn to Lori.
Good morning. How's that on? Anyway, good morning. Nobody's ever accused me of not being able to hear me.
So for those of you who aren't listening before, okay, thank you. On the video, Lori Griffin, real quick background, born and raised Central New York on a registered Holstein farm, fast forward, graduated from Cornell, where I met my husband, so this is all his fault. But did a quick, right after college, spent several years working for both the federal and state government, milk marketing order and a dairy commission here in Albany. So I had some perspective on not only a different industry, but also some of the insights and politics, et cetera. Fast forward, 92, went back to the farm to join my husband and his dad, who had just transitioned into the turfgrass business. Currently, Steve and I, with as 30 folks on our team, manage about 700 acres of turfgrass and about 600 acres of corn and beans. But for me would be my experience on the board over going into my fourth term, and I remain committed and dedicated to this, the success of our cooperative. Thank you.
Doug.
Good morning. My name is Doug Schalmedine. I farm with my younger brother and my two sons, and the important part of that is my sons are 29 and 35 and are taking an ever-increasing role in the management of the farm. Together, we've transitioned our farm to a dynamic, diversified, multi-generation, progressive business. 4 years ago today, we purchased a custom farming and grain growing operation to diversify our dairy farm. I've been an active in many agricultural organizations from the local level to being on an advisory committee for the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. With these many experiences, I can relate to the needs of our members and have been in an in-depth understanding of all types of agriculture. My personal priorities are my faith, my family, and my business, and giving back to my community, especially the agricultural community. Thank you.
And Wendy.
Good morning, everybody. Wendy Oaks Wilson. I'm part a third generation of a fourth generation farm that started in 1919 in this little place we call Lintucky, and there's a reason for that. I would say 75% of the people are employed in agriculture and 25% are employed by the state of New York. So we know how important agriculture is to our future in our corner of the world, how important it is to everything we do in the United States of America. Knowing that that I am a third or fourth generation, I was one of those when I was 18 that said I will never, ever, ever work at this family farm again. And I think there are more of us out there that are coming back to the farm because of the future that we can feel, we can taste, we can understand that we have with our families, with our communities, and everything else around us. And I am in awe of the people up here on this table and privileged to be part of the election process today and for the next couple of weeks. Please vote, no matter who you vote for, and thank you.
Thank you. So turning to the second question, based on your knowledge and experience, what is your vision of the future of Farm Credit East as it relates to Northeast agriculture, forest products, and commercial fishing? We'll start our order of responses with Lori.
Thanks, Elena. I really like this question. For some of those of you who have been to meetings the last few years, you've seen that we've had a graphic of a vision board, and I like to call that the board vision as well. And I really like that because that really is aligned with my vision, which is part of the board's vision of maintaining operational excellence throughout the organization, providing outstanding both customer experience and employee experience. Really important to have great people that we do. Stick with our core growth, quality growth and quality credit. More and more in the digital age to make sure we're protecting all of our information. And finally, one thing that I really have always admired about Farm Credit is our commitment to our communities, which we continue to stand behind. So for me to be relative, to be proactive, and to continue to be a valued, trusted partner for all of us here in this room and all of you listening throughout our territory, to me, that is vision, my vision and the vision of Farm Credit East. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Wendy.
So as I said before, I'm coming from a small farming community that actually has a long reach. Our apples go across the world, even into India at this point in time. Because of that, I think farm credit is one of the most valuable assets that we have in the agricultural community. I would like farm credit to be a partner in the economic stability and sustainability of our family farms by offering as many services as it can to our family farms, including everything it offers now between loans, taxes, generational discourse, we'll call it. And I'd like to see farm credit take a solid track towards these services in the future. I think it's extraordinarily important to keep agriculture strong, and the way to do that is on the ground level through these types of services.
And Doug.
Yeah, in the 12 years I've been on the board, my vision of farm credit has changed. When I first got elected, I thought it was just a bank. But while it's paramount that Farm Credit East remains knowledgeable about all aspects of agriculture and committed, reliable, and preferred lender with interest rates and fees and patronage dividends that are competitive in the marketplace, I also envision a cooperative that additionally delivers strong customer value through its financial services, consulting, knowledge exchange, and public policy activities. Farm Credit East is an opportunistic organization that embraces technology and change to provide our members with a more targeted experience with communication and collaboration to meet the diverse needs of our members. Technology and change are not always comfortable. Stumbling is inevitable. But if we don't take the first steps, we won't finish the journey. Thank you.
Jim Robbins.
The first thing Farm Credit needs to do is to continue with the patronage that Farm Credit delivers today. Patronage is a huge player for borrowers such as ourselves, and it's very unique to Farm Credit. So when the chips are down, that patronage really means a lot. It means a lot to me as a borrower. We do a lot of projects with Farm Credit, and it's the world to us. We need to increase our turnaround time on smaller loans to our customers, albeit while not losing that personal touch that our lending officers have. And that's a really unique thing about Farm Credit as well, is our lending officers know our business, and that's really unique, and we can't lose that point going forward. I think that's very, very paramount. There's a large untapped potential for more quality customers out there in the fishing, forestry, and farming associated businesses that Farm Credit can tap. That's, we can increase our lending out there, as well as our quality customers that we borrow from and loan to as well. We can do a lot more with our renewable power generation, such as biomass, which I'm currently bringing that experience to the board. We also need to have increased political representation of our industries so that we're allowed to continue to keep farming and cutting wood that we grow. And we should have to remember, we have to defend what we do.
Thank you, Jim. Barry.
Technology is changing at a rapid pace. Many of us have Alexas in our homes. That's AI, folks. When I think about my father and how he'd sit at the kitchen table and conduct business with the loan officer, that was a different era. I still like to sit at my kitchen table with my loan officer and visit and talk and go over things. But quite often, he messages me through Connect. When I look at my children, I have to wonder, it's going to be much different for them the way they communicate with their loan officers. At Farm Credit East, I think we need to be long looking into the future and try to figure out what technologies and digital tools will serve us best for the years to come. We're not going to hit home runs every time we get up to bat. There's going to be some issues and stumbling, but we need to serve our customers and our employees with the best technology that we can offer. Thank you.
For our third and final question, we're going to close the forum by allowing each of our candidates to provide closing comments. Please remember that your response is limited to 45 seconds. We'll start off this last question with Doug.
I'm passionate that Farm Credit East is critically important to Northeast agriculture and its members. I am knowledgeable and understand the Farm Credit system and Farm Credit East. I have the experience, training, passion, and commitment, and the time to continue to be an effective advocate for you, the members, on the Board of Directors. I would welcome hearing from you about Farm Credit East. I thank you for the opportunity to have served on this energizing Board of Directors and dynamic organization. I would appreciate your support in this election. Most importantly, though, please vote. Member participation is absolutely critical to the success of Farm Credit East.
Wendy.
This was a tough one for me to try and not differentiate myself from everybody else on this board, but I think I would bring a couple of things to the board, namely fruit. I'd bring another female voice, and I'd also bring a voice from the very west part of our location. I am definitely convinced that Farm Credit and how it operates will be integral to all of our businesses in the near and far into the future, and I would love to be a part of making that foundation over the next 4 years. And again, whatever you do, vote. Your voice means everything.
Barry.
Farm Credit East is a grassroots operation. Every customer has a voice. It's important to vote. Before I became a director, I was unaware of everything that Farm Credit East has to offer. I pretty much thought it was just the place to borrow money. After becoming a director, I was wowed by everything that goes beyond just lending. And I would encourage any member, if they haven't, get on the website and look around and see some of the resources that we have. And I'd also like to thank everybody that serves on the customer service councils. And I'd like to thank everybody for their time and consideration here today.
Jim?
I'd like to say that I bring strong leadership to the board. I'm the current chair of the Governance and Stewardship Committee. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I'm the past president of Alpha Gamma Rho Fraternity, which is an agricultural fraternity which people go to Cornell are familiar with. I have a strong understanding of the forest products industry. A large portion of Farm Credit East loans are timber and lumber manufacturing. I'm the only manufacturer on the board which should be represented. We borrow a lot of money from Farm Credit. We have a current projects going on in our mills with new edgers and optimization using AI. And I'd like to be a part of Farm Credit going forward in the future. So thank you for your vote.
And Lori.
Okay, rounding it off here. We sit here today at our direction election, and part of this process is kind of the culmination of a really strong grassroots effort that I think is just paramount to the cooperative model and what we do here at Farm Credit. So thank everybody for being part of that, from the customer service to the nominating committee. It's a really important, it's good governance, and it's a great model. I am honored and privileged to have served all of you for the last three terms, and I really I look forward to your continued support, continue to do my best, and as everyone has said here, just please vote. Thank you.
To all of you, Farm Credit East thanks you for your time and dedication to the director election process. Please join me in a round of applause for our candidates.